was good.
That's okay.
Better lamp season.
Okay, I'm going by the computer clock. All right, we'll call to order our Health, Recreation, and Events Committee for Monday, June 5th. Next item is approval of minutes from the April 3rd meeting. All in favor of approval?
Aye.
Aye, okay. Item three is public comments. Do we have anyone here today that would like to address the committee? Okay, no one here. Then we'll go on to item four, which is employee years of service recognition.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Chair, committee members. I appreciate it. Rhea, could you come up front with us, please? Want to introduce to you Ms. Rhea Pitts, wonderful employee, works at our senior center. Well, she became a full-time employee with NPRD 15 years ago, but has a much longer history working with the town, dating back to when she was in high school and college teaching swimming lessons at the Jones Center, prior to the Jones Center. She was hired there in 2008 as a customer service rep at the Jones Center, and I remember her welcoming me when I first came in for an interview and came in for a job and first got started, and she was very warm and welcoming. She was promoted to administrative assistant and transferred to the senior center about 10 years ago, right around the time that the senior center expansion occurred, and has worked there ever since. She has excelled at providing great customer service. She's been instrumental in helping implement new registration software packages. She's very, very dedicated to training new staff. She's always ready to take on new tasks and responsibilities, but most importantly, she's warm and kind and welcoming to all of our participants and members over at the Senior Center and making them feel at home. So we appreciate that very much. She's a true asset to NPRD and to the town of Mount Pleasant. I thank her for 15 years of dedicated service. Thank you, Rhea. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yes.
That's Ms. Rhea Tapio.
Yeah.
She went to Christ, I came. Yeah. With me.
Thank you, Rhea.
She's the second youngest, oldest sister.
Okay. All right. Item five is discussion to seek support from USTA on the design improvements of the Muggsy Kerr Tennis Complex.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you for having us on the agenda. We wanted to discuss this. Is my microphone on? I just can't hear it. Is it on? Okay. Councilman Icafano had mentioned to us a couple of weeks ago and had discussed about the tennis center, the Muggsy Kerr Tennis Center, and our expansion. And we had talked about it, about how, you know, we're excited about the expansion and what we want to do over there. But if we really could do what we really wanted to do, if we could start over again and design that tennis center from scratch, there may be a different way we would want to lay out the facility. So I just kind of wanted to go over that with you, because we did find out from USTA that they will help us create a conceptual design for free. There's no charge for that whatsoever. And so we said, well, why not look into it? Why not look into it and see, you know, see what it would be, how it could possibly be laid out, see if there are improvements that could be made. I don't know that we could get there, but we could at least have a plan and see if it's something that we would want to try to do. So we're going to enter discussions with them regarding the Muggsy Kerr Tennis Center expansion. Currently, the expansion is 6 additional hard surface tennis courts, lighting and bleachers, shelter and restroom area, and sidewalks and parking that is associated with it. And I'll kind of show you, if I can get a cursor here. This is the existing tennis center. The expansion will be over here where the baseball field is. That's where we're looking to get in 6 additional tennis courts over there and a little shelter and picnic area, pavilion area. If we had, in a perfect world, we would love to be able to have control of access to the facility a little bit better than we do right now. Currently, the clubhouse is over here where you see it says Mount Pleasant Tennis Complex, where the little building is over here. That is our building, and people are able to come into the facility without us having control. Ideally, we would love to have an access point up here near the front of the facility. Also, these courts, 9, 10, 11, and 12, are kind of a pain. They're built on ground that's rough. They have a hard time being repaired. They crack a lot. There's a lot of soil. There's moisture in the soil, and they're hard to keep in good condition. So an ideal setup over here would be to put a clubhouse over here in this front area, have parking in front of that building, control access to the facility, add an additional 4 courts over here where the existing parking lot is, and then, of course, do the expansion where we are planning on doing the expansion. And it's something we want to take a look at and see if it would make sense, to see if USTA can come up with a design, to see if they could give us a conceptual design for how that may work. Some things that we cannot do, we cannot go into this easement over here next to the road. That's a utility easement that we can't go into, but it only goes 160 feet from the road. And so the 160 feet from the road, where my cursor, it's 160 feet brings you right about here where you can almost even see a line going down along the parallel with the road. And that's 160 feet. So we would have access to some of this space over here, putting a building over here where these tennis courts are, and maybe seeing if we can get adequate parking through this whole area to be able to control access to the facility. Probably would not be able to develop courts between in the big area here where all these trees are. Those are some very significant trees over there in that area. But we would definitely be able to add 4 more courts where the existing parking lot is, and of course where the expansion is currently planned for the where the baseball field is. So that's our plan. We just kind of raised it to USTA to see if they could do it. They've said yes, they can. They can look into it. They're supposed to respond to us within about 30 days, and that was last week when we spoke with them. And in about 30 days, they'll call us back and say if they can take this on as a potential design project.
Okay. Mr. Walters.
Yes, Steve. Two things. One, which courts are we using for pickleball? Or are we using all of them for pickleball?
We're not using these for pickleball.
There's no pickleball being played?
There's no pickleball at the tennis center.
Okay. So the baseball field, if we get rid of that, or do we have another place where we're going to build a baseball field?
We do. That baseball field is being replaced with the field that is being built at Carolina Park.
Okay.
It's Carolina Park. So that baseball field will go away, and it's currently under construction at Carolina Park to replace that baseball field.
Okay.
All right. I can also show you, this is the actual expansion plan. This is showing the clubhouse over here on the right-hand side, kind of between these two sets of the parking lot and this set of courts. Then there's 2 existing sets of courts, and then these are the 6 additional courts that they're looking to build, that we're looking to build with the plan. And this is a little picnic shelter and restroom facility.
So one last thing. As much as we're being approached by the pickleball folks, and as fast as that's growing, why wouldn't we be able to somehow put some pickleball courts out here as well? I mean, you can use them both. Are there places where they're using tennis and pickleball on the same courts?
We do, but you cannot have the USTA matches. You can't have league matches with pickleball lines on them.
Okay.
USTA does not allow that. So this remains a tennis facility, but we are clearly addressing pickleball in many places.
Okay.
Both the existing courts that we have, the additional courts that we're building at the Waterfront Park, the additional courts that we're going to be building at Carolina Park,
good.
The additional courts that we're building at Rifle Range Road as well.
Good. Yeah, I'd like to make that as not well known as possible because we'll be probably hearing about these. But, I mean, I'm glad to keep these all tennis, now that we, you know, if we have an opportunity to do more pickleball as well. So,
absolutely. Good. We just had a pickleball tournament. I don't know if you haven't heard about that. We just had a pickleball tournament with it among staff. So it was a lot of fun. We did that last week.
Who was the winner?
Not me. It wasn't me. Came in second place. But it was a lot of fun. Gina and Carlos were the winners. They were very good.
Can you go back one as well?
Mm-hmm.
That the grassy area kind of under the easement, do we still use that for like flag football and stuff like that?
Very little. It drains very, very poorly over that in that area, but it does occasionally get used for a, you know, a practice area and different locations to be able to put somebody over there.
Okay.
It sounds like from what you showed us that we probably could move forward with our plans with the baseball field and maybe in the future.
I would think so.
Change up the front if, you know, based on the recommendations, but it would all come down to funding.
That's correct. It would definitely change the scope of a project tremendously compared to where it is now. The current project is estimated at $3.25 million for this expansion. It would obviously be very different if we removed courts, relocated a building, built new courts over there. It would totally change the scope of the project. It would be a more ideal setup, though, for the facility. But I don't see that moving forward with what we're planning on doing would impact this plan if we decided to do it in the future. We could still plan on moving forward with the existing expansion, and it shouldn't impact the way things would be laid out. For the facility in the front end of it.
Okay. So do you need anything from us or?
No, I just wanted to let you know what we were looking at and just kind of asking the question, hey, could something like this work, and getting professionals to put their eyes on it and give us their opinion as to how it could be laid out.
Yeah, I think you made a good point. Like, if it doesn't impact, if the discussion is really about potentially moving the clubhouse and switching some of these front courts, it shouldn't impact the referendum items, which are in the back.
The only reason it would
hurt if they're going to do a conceptual plan for free,
exactly.
Hurt. I don't know if they would get budget numbers and all that stuff for free, too, but I'm always wary of things that are free. But.
Right.
I mean, I guess potentially they could come to us with some completely different layout that gets us a lot more courts, who knows, but we could still use their recommendations on that end, you know, depending on what way they think this court should be aligned to, you know, use space, and then maybe figure some the rest out later.
Yeah, it does not need to impact the project. Only reason why it would impact it is if it was looked at and said, hey, we're going to try to do it all at once. Obviously that would be a major impact to the existing project. But I think they can definitely be executed independently.
Okay.
Yeah. One more thing, the commission, with Perry, they had taken a look at this as well.
They have not. No, this is pretty new, but no, they haven't. Okay. They haven't taken a look at that.
All right. But you'll let them take a look at it.
Certainly.
As well?
Good.
Because I know they have someone in there from tennis.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
That's probably it. She probably makes you on the job. Okay. All right. We'll move on to our program and projects update.
Well, I wanted to go over, I can go over a few things that we've got going on. I primarily wanted to brief you on the projects. We have a lot of projects going on all at once right now. And I wanted to kind of just bring you up to speed on where we are on those, answer any questions I can for you, and then I can also go over some of the programs that we've recently had going on. Current projects that are underway, we have Carolina Park, Phase 3 and 4. You remember we combined both of those together. And also with that, I'll get into a little bit more, but there's also the Cario baseball field that we're putting in over there. That's part of, that falls under that umbrella. Memorial Waterfront Park, Phase 3. Park West renovation, pool renovation, Rifle Range Road Park, and the Muggsy Clay Tennis expansion. So where we stand on those, this Carolina Park, just a reminder of everything that's happening over there. It's underway. This project has been going on for about the last 9 months with an anticipated completion date in mid-August. It is going to be bringing us two women softball fields, a 325-foot baseball field. That's the baseball field that's replacing the one that we were just talking about at Whipple Road. Two rectangular fields, a dog park, basketball, pickleball courts, additional parking, and then the field at Cario. And the field at Cario is at the location where there were currently two multi-purpose fields over there, and we will be replacing it with the baseball field. This general orientation, we have not gotten into full design. We just received a proposal from Seaman Whiteside to go into design on that project, that aspect of the project. But the general layout would be something like this, with a 380-foot baseball field, dugouts, lighting, batting cages, bullpens, restroom facility. We will still continue to use the area over here in this back corner for discus and shot put for our track club that we have out there, and all associated irrigation, draining, and landscaping for the project. We're very excited to get this underway. This will be a nice deal. This is, keep in mind, this is not an additional add to our inventory. This is a replacement of the Wando South baseball field. And being funded by CCSD for that replacement.
So we are going to build our own restroom facility on this piece of property.
Yeah, that's what we're looking to do. It's just going to be much, much easier. Not that there was a problem with CCSD, it's just that it's much simpler for us to be able to have access to it and be able to control it and not have access to the building and make arrangements with them on all that. So,
and then how is this working land wise? Are we going to own this piece?
We will own this piece, yes. Okay. That has already occurred.
Oh, that's already occurred. Mm-hmm. So it's already been subdivided and all that.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So that's the Fake Carolina Park, phase 3 and 4. Memorial Waterfront Park, as you know, we started and we broke ground on that. May 1st, I believe, was the day of it, which was right after the blessing of the fleet. We didn't want to start before then. And it's underway. If you go out there, you'll see a lot of dirt moving, but moving forward on that project as well. Once again, the major things over there are going to be a basketball court with pickleball, basketball and pickleball court, a dog park for large and small dogs, more controlled, organized overflow parking area, a beautiful splash pad that we're very excited about over there. It's going to be very, very nice. Restroom facility and exercise area, and then just kind of a walking path going around the parking lot area over here. Very, very excited about that project. It's underway. Anticipated completion on that is July 24th of 2024. So hopefully we'll be able to stay on track on that and have a new facility by the end of next summer.
Steve, let me ask you the question that we talked about it earlier about the two courts actually being married. Just one big, large piece of cement.
That's correct.
That's 114.
Yes. Okay. That's one continuous piece of asphalt, actually, and then with a covered surface for the basketball courts and pickleball.
Good. So when we're talking about skating on that, I guess they'll cover the holes. Holes would go in there for pickleball and stuff like that.
The pickleball, there's not holes for the pickleball. The pickleball, there is line for pickleball, just like we have at our gym and different locations.
Okay,
it's going to be lined. There's not going to be permanent nets up there, so you don't have to remove stanchions or anything. Like that.
Yeah, that was my question. Yeah.
It's lined, and you set up a portable net to be able
good.
To get out there.
So. All right, good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, the operation of that. How would that work? I mean, will just there be designated times where it's pickleball and designated times where it's basketball, similar to Marion Brown?
Similar to what we do at Marion Brown. We'll probably have designated times for it. Okay.
And Jay, just one of the keys we talked about was making this to where it doesn't have any, it's one big, large piece, so then the movements maybe, we could have roller skating or even some hockey or stuff like that, other things. It can be used for various other things, not just pickleball or tennis. Because I think that'll be, especially, you know, when you get towards Christmas and you have Christmas music and people skating out there and rollerblading and all that kind of stuff, it can be used for multi-purpose things. Then I think that would be really cool.
Very good.
Okay.
And then we'll move on. Also at Waterfront Park, I don't know. All had a chance to go see it. It's very, very pretty over there. The Officer Von Key Memorial was dedicated earlier in May. It was very, very nice. That was that also came under this project. And then the Park West Pool renovation. That project includes demo and redesign of the lobby and office, rebuilding of the locker rooms, additional family restrooms and changing stations, installation of central HVAC, which that will be wonderful to have, construction of adjacent multi-purpose room for meetings and rentals. That's an add alternate on the project that hopefully we'll be able to cover, and landscape and lighting. This is the general layout of the existing pool area. There's not a change to the pool or anything over there, but the entire restroom facility, locker rooms will be demoed and rebuilt. And with down here on the bottom is the multi-purpose room. And here's a little blow up just so you can see a little bit better how the design for that facility.
Thank you.
One thing we're very excited about that is it looks like we'll be able to have a portable restroom and shower trailer facility outside to be able to have limited use. It'll still be limited, but to allow limited use of the pool during the construction period. There'll be some shutdown times for a few things, but we're going to be able to run water and power over that area, keep the pool in operation, and have limited use of that, primarily for swim teams and some of the groups that are coming in as organized groups. We won't necessarily be able to run a front desk operation over there, but still to be allowed to have access to the water, to get the people in there, to be able to use, to take off some of the load from the Jones Center, it'll be very helpful.
Go ahead. I was just going to ask about the water program. We can do the water program here as well.
We wouldn't do it at this location.
Just the Jones Center?
On. Yeah, probably be at the Jones Center. But we are definitely continuing the water program.
Very successful. Yeah, that was a great program. Article they did in the paper about that. Yeah.
Very good program.
Magazine.
So this kind of takes me to, can you go back to the description?
Or this the description right here? Okay.
Yeah, so for the referendum, I mean, we definitely took off the construction of the adjacent multi-purpose room for meetings and rentals. What, as these referendum items start to come up and we're getting bids and all of that, what's the approval process? We do each of these go back before council as far as here's the final numbers that we're getting. Are we moving forward with that? How does that process kind of work?
Good morning. When we receive the proper construction information, construction cost elements, we'll bring all those back to you for final approval.
Okay.
Just to make sure it includes what you believe it should include, and it doesn't include things that you voted against, and also that the budget seems to make sense along with the other projects that we're doing. So you'll see it when we're done.
Okay. And so the next follow-up question is, so like, I know Parkway School is probably one of the first ones that we're going to be tackling. What is the timeline for potentially bringing those numbers back?
It is going out for bid now. The project is going out for bid now with a hope that we can get bids back in and make a selection, and we're shooting for a July bids and purchases.
Okay. But we don't have the construction numbers yet. And so once we do, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I think everyone understands that this committee is sort of overseeing the projects that are involved with the referendum. And so you'll see these numbers and where it fits in with all the other projects. And so once we get the construction numbers back, we'll bring it back to you. It'll be, I think they're due by the end of this month.
Yes.
That's correct. So you'll have it at your next committee meeting in July. Or we'll send it by memo if there doesn't happen to be a committee meeting. Either way, we'll get the information to you.
Okay, so like in those numbers that we're asking for, like the multi-purpose room, that's bid out as an add-on.
As an add alternate, yes.
Okay.
Yes. So we went ahead and it's being submitted for the bid package, but they will those costs will be separated out.
Okay. All right. You know, I agree that bids and purchases are typically it's the correct place, but when we're looking at different options and managing the overall budget of the referendum, I think everything needs to come before this committee before it then goes to bids and purchases. Anyway, thank you.
Agreed. And y'all specifically took this item out, which means to include it would take away from another item
somewhere
the public has voted for. So, but we'll show you the numbers next month when they come.
Okay.
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 And then, of course, Rifle Range Road. I think you're pretty familiar with Rifle Range Road and the projects going on there. We have just recently entered negotiations with Leolio for design of that facility. This will be another CMR project that we will go into design once the negotiations have been completed with the Leolio to get them started on the design. And probably around 20-30% we'll be bringing on a construction company to go through the CMR process and continue on the rest of the finalizing the design and begin into construction. All right. And with that, those are the projects. A couple of things on programs I just wanted to touch on. Our youth sports are doing very, very well. Summer camps this summer, we had 6,453 registered participants in summer camps. That starts next week. The summer camps themselves have brought in over $975,000 just for summer camps. So it's a very, very busy summer that we have ahead of us. I also wanted to mention to you the T-ball jamboree that we just had this past weekend. It was fantastic. It was a lot of fun. 675 kids out there, plus parents, probably had 2,000 plus participants out there and cheering them on and everything. And a young lady, Anna Sercosta, sang the national anthem, and she was just incredible. And you're going to hear more from her, I think. She did a great job. Some upcoming things, of course, we have the Farmers Market every Tuesday. June 25th is the Youth Triathlon at Park West Complex. And July 22nd is the Sweetgrass Festival. That's coming up, the Summertime Sweetgrass Festival. So good events and a busy summer ahead of us.
You just asked, Steve, can you just tell them real quick about the Youth Triathlon? What are the ages and just something brief about it so they'll know, people will understand what we're doing with them.
The ages, I do not recall the young ages. It ends at 18. Is it open up at age? Is it like, yeah, 8? Okay, 8 to 18.
Okay.
It's triathlon, so it's swimming, biking, and running. It's at the park. It's at Park West Recreation Complex. It's going to be very nice. It's June 25th. We have contracted the tribe. It's an organization that is actually doing our summer camp. We have a triathlon summer camp going on, and so this happening at the end of that summer camp will just fit in very, very well for participants in that summer camp to be able to have a triathlon to actually use what they just learned, what they just practice.
Yeah, and it'll be encapsulated, right? So it won't be out into the streets.
That's correct.
We'll see the park.
Mm-hmm. The only exception was we do have part of the bike that goes over around the Cario Loop and comes back, but very little impact on roads or traffic in the area. So being able to do it at Park West and have control of the whole area, the start line, the finish line, the route, the swimming area, you know, everything that's involved in it, it makes it very, very manageable. And we're excited about it. It's going to be a neat event.
Yeah.
So.
Me too.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. Then we'll adjourn. Thank you.
Thank you.